Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in again to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I am so excited to be with you tonight at Thursday night, 11 p.m., on Blog Talk Radio. Please tune in every Thursday night at 11 p.m. to hear conversations about issues concerning women. Tonight, our topic, we're going to talk about getting your house in order in the first half of the show. And then, if time permits, we're going to go into starting your own business. So I'm really excited about the show tonight. So I hope that you have your pencils and paper ready, because we're going to give out some wonderful information about getting your house in order. And before I do that, I just want to say a little prayer for those who have joined us on the line tonight. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Father God, for blessing us with our businesses, Lord Jesus, for blessing those that have tuned into the broadcast once again, Father God. Lord, we are just so pleased to be on the air, that we can touch not only the lives in our community, but reach across the bridge to touch women and men that we have not met yet, Father God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we want to bless those that are listening tonight. Touch them, Lord Jesus, from the top of their heads to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Bless them where you know they need blessings, for only you know, Father God. And we just want to take this opportunity to lift you up, Father God, and be as humble as we can. And we hope that everything that we say on this show tonight is pleasing to your ears. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen and amen. I hope that you enjoyed that little short prayer. I just like to start the broadcast on a positive note. God has just been a wonderful resource in my life, and I just don't want to miss the opportunity to thank him. And I also hope that the prayer will be a blessing to those who tune in to the broadcast. All right, now, let's talk about getting our house in order. And what do I mean by that? You know, it's January, is almost over, it's almost the end of the month, and I have talked to several of my clients about their finances, about their income, about their mortgages, their deeds to their properties, and when I talk about getting your house in order, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And then we don't ask questions about it. And ladies, I want to encourage you tonight to start asking questions about what's going on in your household, because we do have to get our houses in order. This is a brand new year. The economy is changing, but we need to know what's going on. We need to know that insurance is in order, that we have medical and dental benefits, that we're covered, that we're the beneficiaries on our husband's policies, that we're the beneficiaries on his another beneficiary. Now, if you have a large estate, you may have a financial planner, and that person will have all your information. But if you're just a regular husband and wife team, and he has 401 on his job, then by all means, the wife should be the beneficiary, and also vice versa. Because now the women that are in corporate America, they have their 401s, and their husband should be the beneficiary, unless they sign off saying that they will rather have the children or their parents as beneficiary. Now, when you assign someone to be the beneficiary, you know what that means. If something should happen to you, then they have legal rights to that those funds, and they'll be distributed to that person upon something happening to you, unless, say, God forbid, the ending happens. But we do want to know that we are the beneficiary. We don't want to wait until something happens to our spouses and then we find out that their parents are the beneficiary. In some instances, that may not be bad, but for some wives, that may be a total disaster, because now they'll have to go to the parents to find out what they're entitled to, and that may cause problems with the relationship between the parents and the spouses. So just make sure that everything is in order. I once read this thing about a letter to our loved ones, and this is something that we can do, husband and wives, and just let our spouses know that we love them, and it's our wishes that they don't have to worry about anything once we're gone if something should happen to us in an untimely fashion. We want them to know that we love them, and we want them to be taken care of if they're left behind. We also want them to know where everything is. So now we have to put everything in order, and that's what I'm talking about, putting your house in order, making sure that everything is done the way that you want it to be done. Because guess what? If you don't plan now, you're going to pay later, and it may not even be you, but your family may pay later. So let's think about that. Is there a place in your home where you have in the filing cabinet or you made a file for these important documents so that everybody knows what's going on? First, you have to have that conversation. So let's back up. If something should happen to your spouse, where the bank is, where the ID number is, where the bank number is, all the information so that you'll be able to access those funds if something should happen to your husband or wife. And also, if you're the beneficiary on those things that require you to be the beneficiary. Again, you don't want to wait until something happens to find out. We don't want to be left out of the loop. I used to work in a law firm, and I can tell you firsthand how many times, and normally, ladies, it happens to us. We're left out of the discussions. We're left out of the conversations. And we don't know what our husband has acquired over the time of our marriage because we didn't open those lines of communication, because we didn't want to cross the line or make him think that we didn't trust him. But it's not about trust, my sisters. It is about being smart, getting your house in order, planning to know what's going on. If you don't plan now, you're going to pay later. And we talked about our mantra for this year is planning to win in 2010. So this is one of the things that we want to do. We want to know what's going on in our family dynamics. We want to sit down with our spouses and have those conversations on both sides of the table. We don't just want to be one-sided. Ladies, we want our husbands to know what we have in case something does happen. You know, so we're going to make that file, and we're going to list all our requests in that file. We're going to put in there where our insurance policies are. If you have wills, and I advise you to make a will, you do not want your estate to be in probate, okay? You don't want your family to have to go through that, because that ties up all your funds if something should happen to you. You know, of course, you're maybe thinking, well, you know, my husband will take care of, or my wife will take care of it. But guess what? If they, for some reason, don't safeguard your property, then things can happen that you never thought could happen. So you don't want to just leave it up to somebody else to take care of it. I lost my sister in December 2008. She died without a will. Her illness was a long-term illness because she was an alcoholic. But for so many years, she never lived what we call the normal life. She just lived from day to day, doing all the things that she wanted to do. And even though she had children, my mother ended up taking custody of her children because she wasn't able to care for her kids like she wanted to. So my mother took her kids. But when she passed away, of course she had no insurance. She had no money because she never worked more than a few months at a time, if she ever worked a whole month at all. She did not have anything written out as far as her last will and testament. She didn't have a will. Her children had no clue as to what their mother would want as her last request. She didn't have a bank account. So it was left up to the family. And this is a horrific tragedy when you lose a sibling. Important. You want to always know, you know, of course, over the years, you probably do know what school they went to and all of that, but you want to know personal things that they want you to know. So you have to ask these questions. You, again, you have to sit down. You have to have that conversation. If you just tuned in, tonight we are talking about getting your house in order. And I'm Francine Allen Humphrey, the host of Issues Concerning Women. And we are on the topic of your planning for your family's future, for them to know what's going on with you. Just in case you haven't had that conversation, January is the month to sit down and have that conversation with your family about their 401k plan. What other investments do they have? Do they have stocks and bonds? Do they have IRAs? You need to know this. And it's not that you're trying to be in their business, but we want you to be about your business. Okay? We want you to know what's going on. And the spouse had no clue. So when they come in to refinance and they find out that we have to pay these things off because this is debt that we have incurred during the marriage. And if they've been married continuously, it is accumulated debt, whether the wife or the husband has used a credit card or not. So let me explain that. If for some reason you're married and your husband has a credit card, let's say he has a platinum or a black, even black, for these accounts, the 401k plan, the insurance policy. These are things that you need to know. Social Security information and benefits, you know, what are they eligible for? Because you need to know. And, again, you have to have those lines of communication open. You want to have a place where you can put your pertinent information. So you're going to make that file, and you're going to have your marriage certificate, birth certificate, birth certificates of the children if you have children. If you have disability, going to any children, let's say the husband is already deceased and it's just the wife, you want to have the disability papers for the children available. And any other pertinent information that is important, you want to have all these things in one place because you need to have this in case something happens where somebody can get the information and carry out your wishes. Because now we just talked about it, you got to plan now or you're going to pay later. So many times we don't even want to think about the financial situation of our family because your husband's taking care of it, he's doing everything, and you're just trying to stay out of it because it's just less stress on you. But it will be more stress on you, my sisters, if for some reason something happens to your husband and you don't have a clue. And it happens every single day. And it's just sad when they do come into the office and we're trying to help them and then there's no resources. Or they find out he owns a house in Malibu they didn't know anything about and they are hurt. Because now he's left me or he's passed away, and now I find out he has all this debt, and am I going to have to pay these things off? You know, are they going to attach to my home? So it's so many things that you need to be aware of when you're getting your house in order. There are insurances that can cover you if you get a certain type of insurance that covers in case one spouse dies that the home is paid off. So you have to go in and you have to talk to or call on the phone and talk to your insurance company and see if that's something that can apply to you in your family situation. Also, what you want to do is have a place where you have your list of relatives that need to be contacted in case something happens to you. We don't think about folder for the household information, we want to put in there the relatives and close friends in case something happens that you can get into contact with them. You also want to put your advisors, your doctor, your lawyer, your pastor, your minister. You want to have these people's names and phone numbers and addresses in case you need to get in touch with them. This stuff is very important. I know we don't want to think about it, but I'm challenging you today to get your house in order, to find out what's going on in your family, to find out where you stand financially. Again, sisters, we don't know what's going on. We don't ask questions. We rely on our husbands to take care of it. Now, there are a lot of savvy sisters, and don't get me wrong, who are on top of it, that know everything. They know where every bill is. They know where every policy is. They know who to contact in case of an emergency. They do know that. And this information is not just for the sisters, but it's for the brothers as well, because now you need to know, just like she does, what is going on. You know, who do I need to contact? Do they have these things in order and everything in place? If you have special instructions that you want to leave for your family, do you want to be resuscitated in case you might be in a car accident? Do you want to be put on tubes and be put while we're in our right frame of mind? We don't want to do it when we're angry. We don't want to do it when we're going through a dynamic situation such as separation or headed for divorce. We don't want to do it when something has happened to one of the kids and makes us do it, because, again, you have all of those angry feelings and hurt feelings, and you just won't be thinking right. We should never make decisions when we're under stress. So that is why I want to talk about this in the month of January, getting your house in order. I'm sure you've heard of the living will. And today, more than ever, issues concerning death with dignity or the right to die have received increased attention. As advances in medical and scientific techniques find new ways to maintain bodily functions, keeping the human machine alive, more people have become concerned with quality of life issues in contrast to simple continued existence. So this is where the living will comes in. And you can get more information about this if you want to call Caring Connections, and their number is 1-800-658-8898. I'm going to give it to you again, 1-800-658-8898. And what they will do is they will, you know, go over with you what happens and what things you should put into the living will, because these are issues concerning the use of extreme measures to sustain life. You know, you might not want that, so you need to discuss that with your family and make decisions on that and how you want to, you know, if you want to go on. And we don't want to ever think we're going to lose our loved one, but we know it's going to happen. So that is why we're having this conversation tonight, the issue of getting your house in order, the issue of being concerned about what's going to happen to my family when I'm gone. And most of us are concerned about that. And you're going to end up being the caretaker of your parent. So, again, you have to get your house in order and get their house in order as well, because now you need to know if mom and dad, do they have enough insurance to cover their expenses if something should happen. Would mom and dad like to go to a nursing home? What do they want? Ask them while they're able to discuss it with you, and then that way you never have to have those conversations with, if you have sisters and brothers, and nobody can agree on anything. If mom and dad has everything in writing, it's taken care of, and you can just fulfill their wishes. And this, I know, is also a burden on the caregiver, whoever is going to be the one responsible for taking care of the elderly parents. There are so many programs available now, elder care programs, where you can get information or you can log on to elder care on Google it, find out, you know, the things that you need to do to take care of your parents. I thought we would have time this evening to talk a little bit about some other things, but I just wanted to go through this with you so that you could get your house in order. I am so excited that you were able to tune in to Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to email me, you can do so by my email address is cinedesign@aol.com. It has been wonderful sharing this information with you. This is a very concern issue with women and their families and their family dynamics. So tune in next Thursday, and we're looking forward to it. And remember, our vision is to not only extend our hand in the community, but also to reach across the bridge to empower others. Have a wonderful evening, and thank you again for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. And this is Running Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and I look forward to speaking with you next week for another conversation.